The first rule of comedy is probably never say no to a gig. The second rule is likely an addendum to the first, and it's even if it's opening for a meditative drum circle in Kazakhstan. Footnote. I assume this is true, though I've never read any rules for stand-up out of a general distrust for rules, with the exception of my aforementioned favorite book and intermittent personal Bible, Why Men Love Bitches. Which is why I'm standing in front of a group of confused Kazakhstanis trying to explain what stand-up is. In case you're wondering, this is not the ideal way to start a show. There's a reason Beyoncé doesn't open her concerts with, "Please raise your hand if you're familiar with music." Who here has seen stand-up comedy before? I ask. Two hands go up. Maybe I should back up. How many of you understand English? This time, half of the room raises their hands, which is better, though it does occur to me that some of them might not understand English and could just be raising their hands because they see the people around them doing it. In fact, most of the time I raise my hand, it's for exactly this reason. But I'm going to think positively. The glass is half full, and the audience is half fluent. Not a dream setup for an art form that's basically just talking, but my third rule of comedy is a language barrier is no excuse for a comedy failure. I turn to the bongo player. Do you know those drum stings they use after jokes on TV? I'm thinking there's maybe a 50% chance he can even understand me, and a 1 in 5 shot he knows what I'm talking about. I'm reminded that I never took statistics as he surprises me by doing a pretty good ba-dum-ts on the bongos. Okay. A room full of people who mostly don't speak the only language I can perform in, and an accompanying late-night band that's just one guy on bongos. To say that I can work with this would be to vastly overestimate my abilities. To accurately read my capacity for obstinacy is to know I'll try. So I'm going to tell some stories, I continue. If you want to laugh, great. And if you don't know when to laugh, I gesture to the bongo player, who's right there with me. Ba-dum-ts. Nervous laughter. If there's a fourth rule of comedy, it should be tip your bongo players. I look out at the young Kazakhstani sitting cross-legged on the common room floor of the loco hostel. I look down at my socks, which I'm performing in for the first time, because not even the stage gets a break on the no-shoes-inside policy. This is the kind of moment where you'd expect me to pause and go, "Wow, I never thought I'd be doing stand-up in Kazakhstan." But instead, all I can think is, should I talk about dating or ask them what's up with those buses that don't come to a complete stop? 24 hours earlier. I didn't plan on showing up in Kazakhstan severely underprepared for a year-long journey through the former Soviet Union. But on the flight to Almaty, I discovered that this is what happened. Sure, I'd illegally downloaded a guidebook with every intention of reading it, but then life, or more precisely the internet, got in the way. I have kind of sort of looked into which countries required one to arrange visas in advance, concluded that the answer is most of them, and then mentally filed that information away under problems for future Audrey. I'd made one hostel reservation for one night in Kazakhstan, and I'd booked that the day before I left. The one thing I did do was study Russian for approximately 1 hour a day for 6 solid weeks. I feel extremely confident in my budding abilities right up until the flight attendant asks me what I want to drink. Oh, нет, Russian, I stammer, realizing for the first time that I have not learned how to say I can't speak Russian. Come to think of it, there are a lot of seemingly useful phrases I have not learned, including, how much does this cost? Take me to the hospital, and where are you going with my valuables? Well, I guess I'll just have to work with what I've got. The flight attendant is still standing beside my armrest expectantly. I try to imagine what the word water might sound like in Russian. Water? I guess. This is not correct. After attempting to pantomime the not-so-charades-friendly phrase bottled water, I reflect on some of the phrases Rosetta Stone did opt to teach me before tackling the non-essentials like water and help. I would never find myself in an emergency in which I was unable to tell a Russian speaker, "They are riding horses, women swim, or that is a man." In other words, my Russian would be fine for the purposes of eyewitnessing a not terribly elaborate murder at a Russian country club, but definitely more wanting in all other scenarios. This is when I start to panic.